Chapter 5. On the way to the laundry room, I notice a door I've never seen before behind the exercise equipment. I stop and stare. How can this be? Bob, where'd this door come from? I holler. He doesn't answer. I grab the knob that I swear never existed before now and pause. My mother's voice says, Sarah, mind your own business. I twist the knob to the right. A menacing Alfred Hitchcock movie voice says, Don't. I have to know. I push the door open. I'm standing in the threshold of a room I've never been in before, and in the far corner, a lion is drinking water from a stainless steel lobster pot. The room is bigger than our kitchen, but that's the only detail about it that I can take in because I'm transfixed by the lion. His muscular hind legs, his lively tail, his intolerable stench. I cover my nose and mouth with my shirt to keep from retching. Moving was not a good idea. The lion looks over his shoulder, sees me, turns to face me square on, and roars. His stinky breath is hot and damp on my face. I don't dare to wipe it. Drool drips from his mouth, accumulating into a sizable puddle on the floor. Our eyes are locked. I'm trying not to blink. I'm trying not to breathe. Bob strolls in carrying a bundle the size of Linus wrapped in white deli paper. He walks past me, untapes the package, and dumps a slab of bloody, raw, red meat onto the floor next to the lion. The lion forgets about me and pounces on it. Bob, what is going on? I'm feeding the lion dinner. Where did he come from? What do you mean he's ours? Came with the house. I let out an uncertain laugh, thinking this must be the punchline to one of Bob's weird jokes. Bob, when he doesn't join. Now that the lion is busy devouring something other than me, I look around. The walls are paneled, the concrete floor is covered in pine shavings, and the beam ceiling is two stories high. A framed picture of me and Bob hangs on the wall. I notice another door in the wall opposite the lion. This one is small, about half the height of a regular door. I have to know. I tiptoe past the lion, open the door, and crawl inside. The door slams shut behind me, leaving me in total darkness. I can see nothing but assume that my eyes will adjust over time like they do at the movies. I sit cross-legged against the door, blink and wait, excited about what I'll see. I'm not scared.